Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, August 15th. The grains closed lower with December corn down 14 cents at 14.28 and a quarter. December wheat down 4¾ cents at 8.17 and three quarters. And November beans down 42 cents at 14.12 and a quarter. Well, we just couldn't recover all the way from the news of the Chinese this morning. Though we did rally 10 cents off the lows in the corn. We rallied 23 cents off the lows in the wheat. We rallied 26 cents off the lows in the beans, but still lower closes across the board out here. Obviously, the Chinese cutting their interest rates was a big surprise. Their production numbers were down, so that wasn't very friendly. Plus, the rains that have fallen and will fall over the next couple of days are really going to help the crops. A lot of the dry areas are getting some very needed rain out here. Certainly not too late for the soybeans, a little late for the corn, but it will help somewhat out here. Now, we're expecting to see crop progress down 1-3% in corn and beans tonight. I don't know if it'll be quite that bad. You know, maybe, I guess, 1% in corn. Maybe steady in the beans. I think where it's good, it's getting much better. Where it's bad, it's holding its own. So I don't know that the numbers will be as bad. But as we have seen on many Mondays when we open sharply lower, that we do get some buying in here late as people anticipate lower crop progress numbers. I think we also saw some end users trying to grab a pretty good break in all three commodities down here. And then we finished well off our lows. The crude oil rallied better part of $2.70 off their lows. It only closed down $2.68. It was down $5 early in the session. It closed at $89.41. Still not a great close, but certainly better than it was. The Dow Jones rallied from 150 lower. Right now it's 160 higher. The silver stayed down 50 cents. The gold down $17 an ounce. And the dollar got very strong, up 90 ticks at 106.41. So the Chinese news had a lot of impact on a lot of the outside markets out here. Export inspections were down. Beans, 745, not a bad number, but less than the 871 a week ago. Corn, a mediocre number, 538, down from last week. Wheat, very light, 373. That's down from 635 a week ago. And we do know that more grain is moving out of Ukraine, slowly but steadily, as the seas start to calm there. We're seeing more and more ships actually leave port and get to their destinations. So that's a bit bearish for the wheat market as long as the Russians don't do anything stupid out here. Now, compounding some of the problems in the grains, you know, we had this another American delegation to Taiwan, again, snubbing their nose at the Chinese. U.S.-Chinese relations are really taking a hit out here. And are they going to be looking to come to us for a whole lot of grain, or are they going to try to get it from the Brazilians? That remains to be seen. But I would think Brazil would be number one on their hit parade to be buying grain from. Well, there were rumors that last night were that the Chinese bought one cargo of beans. Certainly not a game changer by any stretch of the imagination. So, you know, we finished lower here today, but well off our lows. If the crop progress is down 2-3 percentage points, I would certainly expect to see a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.